Welcome to Playful Pursuit, the podcast where we explore the world of fun activities, games, and events. We're here to help you discover new ways to have fun. I'm Joe, and in today's episode, I'll talk about the fantastic time I had at the Playthrough Convention in Raleigh, North Carolina. So sit back, relax, and let's get ready to play. Yeah, this past weekend I went to Raleigh, North Carolina and went through their Playthrough 24 is what they call it for 2024. It's a gaming convention is what it is, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Prepaid my tickets online, saved me a few bucks. Drove to Raleigh, paid the parking, 10 bucks, not bad. But once you get in this place, it was huge. They had board games and video games galore. The video game sections, they had this multiplayer gigantic against the wall here. They had, I'm guessing about 10 people, 10 computers and stuff. But they played Gran Turismo, and they were playing each other, and it was fun watching them race each other. A lot of fun. They also had a whole section of retro video games where the people just go out for free and play those as well. Then they had, behind the retro section, they had one pinball machine. It was a real old-timey one. I believe it was a billiards table one. So it was kind of fun. And they had a ton of demos for new games for computers and video games. So if you're into video stuff, they had it there. They had a stage set up for three people to go up and play what they call Rock Band. Two people on guitar and one on drums. So they were really rocking out, and they were having a lot of fun at doing that. Then they had tables, and tables are selling different things. They were selling all kinds of gaming accessories. You can buy dice, all types and shapes and materials, and they were selling gaming tables, dice towers of the looks I've never seen before. They were really, really sharp looking. They had customized controllers for the Xbox and PlayStations, where they had football team logos. They had all kinds of gaming logos and stuff like that. And I guess they were just skins that covered a controller, but they were selling the whole controller with the skins already on them. And they were very impressive to look at. And if you're in D&D, they were there. They were playing left and right all over the place. Now, they also had a bunch of tournaments going on. They had video game tournaments and board game tournaments. I'll read you a few of what they had there. Fortnite and Mortal Kombat and Marvel Snap. Gran Turismo, I told you about that. Street Fighter. Rocket League. Tekken 8. Just Dance. But that's just some of what they had for video games for tournaments. And then the board games, they had Love Letter, Codenames, Splendor, Fables and Precon, Catan, Ticket to Ride, King of Tokyo, and Azul. So there was a little bit of something to do for everybody there. And you go up and down the aisles, and everybody's trying to sell you things. I even found me orange creamsicle fudge. And, yeah, it was very, very sweet and tasty, and I picked up a small piece of it. People dressed up in their costumes, cosplayers all over the place, and they were really impressive. They put a lot of time and work into those costumes. Raffles were going off. They had a free photo shoot for people, especially the ones in cosplay. They loved it. They went in there, and there was free photo shoots for them. 20-minute escape room. I did not get a chance to go in there. I didn't even know it was there until I was on my way out, and then there was a line for that then, and I said, I'll pass. I probably should have stayed thinking about it. Now, this is a two-day convention. I only went for the one day, but I don't know how many years it's been going on, but I definitely, now that I've been to one, I will go every year because it was a lot of fun. Now, where I spent most of my time, I'll tell you, I walked at the end of the convention hall, and there was like 10 tables with games just stacked up on them over and over, and I'm walking through, and I noticed that They didn't have the cellophane wrap on them. They were used games. So I went talked to the guy behind one of the tables. And what it was, they weren't selling them. You could take any game you want and go to one of the empty tables behind them, and there was a ton of those, and sit and play it. All you had to do was leave your ID card so you didn't steal the game and get your ID card back when you turned the game back in. But you can go back there and do that. Now, what was really cool about it, because I'm by myself, they gave you, if you wanted it, a little rubber cone, maybe about 10 inches high. And it was orange, bright orange. And if you put it on your table, that told everybody you were looking for more players. So as I'm walking around, there's this one table. They had an orange cone on, and I'm watching what they're playing. And I think it was Cosmic Encounters. I've never played it before, but I'm watching them play. And the guy said, hey, you know, if you want to play a game, we're almost done with this one. We're going to play something different. So I said, all right. And I come back in a couple minutes. I didn't want to just stand there over their shoulder. Well, about 10, 15 minutes later, I come back, and they invited me to sit down, and I had a great time. Let me see. Sean, Ronnie, and David. Yes, they were a lot of fun to play with. They greeted me, and I sat there, and that we first started playing, I'm trying to think of the name of it, Space Team. It's a card game. It was kind of a wacky card team, but a card game. But it was a lot of fun. It was a quick one. Had a timer on it, and you had to get your spaceship together and escape, and we did not. So, but after that, we pulled out a game, or he pulled out a game called Concordia. Now, this is, in my world, kind of a heavy game, because I'm used to playing with the family on party games all the time. It's not a real heavy game for gamers, but so I guess it's in the middle of the road. But anyways, we spent almost 2 hours playing this, and it was a ball. And David told the directions and how to play, and he did a great job at that. And Sean won. He kicked our butt. He was very strategic, and he caught on to the game real quick. So I'll tell you, I did come in last, but only by 1 point. But last is last. But I had a ball, and by the time I got done with that game, I got up to leave, I looked around, almost every table was full. Everybody's playing these games, and that's what it's about. And next year, I will go again and spend some more time now that I know the gist of what's going on. It was fun. Now, I did take some pictures, and I will put them on our Facebook group, Playful Pursuit, so I'll be putting those on there. You can take a look at some of those. And if you had any questions about it, or if you can enlighten me on other things that went on that I didn't even know about, please email me at playfulpursuit@yahoo.com. So this is Joe. You guys go out and have some fun and play some games. Goodbye.